You've never heard of them. You won't see them bronzed up on a Sunset Strip billboard or chasing 20-something models on Love Island. When they get free drink tickets on an airplane, you bet your ass they fucking use them. It's Two Guys, One Podcast. And now, here are your hosts, Ron Alleman and Brian Harris.
Ron, panty-wearing Alleman.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
What's up, brother?
Whoa. Back it up. Back it up, brother.
You know where we're at with that. We went through this last week. We used to wear women's panties in college. You said you were experimenting. It was a whole thing. You remember. It's your new nickname, man.
I do remember. It seems like a week ago. I think that was feels like it was longer than a week ago, but that's cool. What's going on, Hitman? How are you?
I'm doing good, brother. You know, coming
it's
out
good
of
to talk to you.
Holiday. And to jump right in here, I wanted to see if you caught that fight the other night.
Which fight are you talking about?
I'm talking about the Tyson, Roy Jones.
Mike Tyson, Roy Jones. I did. I watched it. I watched the fight. It was good, man. I thought for the money. Now, I heard today that Tyson actually got super, super high before the fight. He smoked a bunch of dope.
Really?
Did you read that?
Yeah.
I didn't read that, but, you know, I'm not surprised. Weed Maps was the sponsor of the thing, and Snoop Dogg was huffing
How
down
incredible.
In between the undercards and the main event, so that's not surprising at all to me.
Dude, but I haven't smoked pot in such a long time, but after watching that fight, I really wanted to get high.
Yeah,
Snoop Dogg was incredible, dude.
Yeah, he was.
Snoop remains. He remains the king. I missed seeing Snoop in action, and he pulled it off, man. He was great. Great commentating.
You know, I got to say, though, I don't know if I would recommend smoking a bunch of weed before getting in the ring with a former four-time world champion. I mean, that's, you know.
I know. Those guys. Well, I think it was entertaining. There was like one good shot I think Tyson pulled off on Roy Jones. And at the end of the fight, when they were doing their interviews, I think you still saw Roy Jones was kind of holding his stomach because Tyson nailed him with a little shot there. But in the end, you know, it was a draw. It was $50. That's a couple good undercards. It was a good night.
The one undercard, the one just before the Tyson fight with the social media guy, what's that guy's name? And Nate Robinson.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah, Logan Paul. I know. That's why I was kind of laughing. I didn't want to give it to him, but yeah, that's funny. And this Logan Paul guy, he's fought before. He's just starting. I think it's a hobby for him, but you could just tell that Robinson has never been into a ring, came out swinging like a madman, but
he was like a wild man.
Yeah, and now obviously his meme is everywhere. I mean, he's going to have a hard time living that one down. It's everywhere. It's out there on the social medias.
I think it's funny these celebrities that try to cross over into other disciplines, a la Shaquille O'Neal trying to act. Now this social media influencer fashions himself a boxer. He was talking about getting in the ring with like real talent, right? Like, I would love to see him step in there with an actual fighter and see how that goes. Because he looks a little rough around the edges, too. I mean, obviously, he's a big, strong guy, but I don't see him getting in the ring with an actual, you know, MMA fighter.
With Colin McGregor? He's calling out McGregor.
Yeah, good luck. Good luck
with that. Yeah, I don't think that would end well for him. But, hey, we'll see. We'll see, you know? We'll see what happens.
Yeah. So, anyway, man, you had a good turkey day, and no one suffered any ill fate from consuming too much bird or anything like that?
Yeah, we had a good Thanksgiving, man. Lots of food, lots of leftovers. I took it easy. I had a little bit of wine on Thursday. And, you know, obviously, you know, when you cook, I was the main cook that day. You kind of nibble on food all day long. So when it came down to actually eating a meal, a plate, I didn't even eat at all. I had a couple of things on Friday. And that was about it. You know, I'm not going to put my family through. You have to eat all the food, you know, until it's gone. So we have maybe a little bit of food left over, but I think we've seen the end of our Thanksgiving reheats.
Yeah, I gotcha. I got a question though. Did you, as being the primary chef in the situation, did you rip off one of the legs from the turkey like a barbarian and hold it above your head and then just take a big bite out of it and slam it on the ground? Did you do that?
I'll do that next year because that sounds super cool. But I did not. I do love breaking
You can
down the
envision
bird,
what I'm
though.
talking
It
about,
is an art
right?
form. I can envision it, man. I
Yeah.
mean, I'm thinking kind of like a National Lampoon's poster stance with my shirt kind of ripped off and
Yeah.
a
Yep.
bite out of the turkey and then just kind of screaming and maybe
Yep.
like an eagle with a flag in his mouth flying overhead.
Yeah. Oh God.
How does that sound?
It sounds beautiful, man. It sounds absolutely
Yeah.
beautiful. Interesting turn of events last week, the Buccaneers and the Rams. For those scoring at home, I went into the night with a 6-5 lead in our series throwdown, Monday Night Football throwdown. And I think I was on the winning side of that one yet again, my friend. I think you took the Rams and I took the Bucks. I don't know what your scorecard shows, but I'm pretty sure I notched another win for the old Harris camp, the hitman, as it were.
We're not going to talk about last night's game. You guys know I'm a big Bears fan, and we played
Oh yeah, we do need to touch on that.
our arch nemesis, the
What a
guys from
beating.
Wisconsin. So
What a beatdown.
one of our friends, Chris Myers, he fancies himself a fan of the Packers. So he takes a lot of delight in harassing me when the Bears are losing, which is it seems like it's usually every time that we play the Packers, he has something really friendly to say. So I'm just going to read his text and we're going to leave it at that. Quote unquote from Christopher Myers, Shelbyville, Indiana. I hope yesterday was a clear reminder that the Bears are far more than one player away from being relevant. I mean, that defense was supposed to be something and we absolutely ran it up on them. I think the best you can hope for is losing out so Nagy and the GM get fired, a subsequent tear down and rebuild, and maybe contend in time for your son's high school graduation. All caps, go pack, end quote. I should point out that I've got two sons, Aiden, who's 11, and Eddie, who's 5. And I'm pretty sure Noah Myers, he was talking about by the time that my 5-year-old graduates from high school. So that was it.
That's not a text. That's a dissertation. That's a power play, you know?
Yeah.
And how did that one, how did you absorb that hit? Because he's right about all those things, I have to say.
You got to take it. What am I going to do? I can't refute any of his claims. I just wrote, I fired back. I said, sad but true.
Yeah.
What you going to do? What you going to do? So
That was
that's one
pathetic,
more in your
man.
cap there. Yeah. Shitty showing. It's over. And now we have one other game we're going to focus on. Actually, let's talk about last week because I know that to give it to you, you got a dub and I got the L.
Boom.
So
Boom.
it
So that
seems like
brings
you're
us
on a little
up
bit of a
to
roll right
yeah, I'm on
now.
a roll, man. I got a 2-game lead going into the back end of the season here, which puts my
Yeah.
record at 8 wins to your 6. And yeah, man, I've been rolling. I've been absolutely rolling. I think this week we've got a very interesting matchup in terms of the franchises, but I'm interested to get into it. So we got Seattle and Philly, don't we, my man?
Seattle and Philly. Seattle's bringing a 7-3 record into the city of brotherly love. The city of brotherly
Brotherly
love.
love. That's nice.
That's an Irish accent. I don't know
Yeah.
if I don't know if is Philly famous for any Irish people?
The
The
O'Malleys and the
immigrants?
O'Briens live there.
Ah, the O'Briens. The
Yeah, the good
O'Briens of
O'Brien
Philadelphia.
fellas live over there in Philadelphia.
It's 3-6. We'll be having a pint watching the game tonight.
Get to my Lucky Charms and sit down and watch the game.
Hey, Seattle's favored by 6.5 points. Over under is 49.5. You are the winner. I'm the loser. So you go ahead and you pick. Who you like?
Well, I'm gonna get to that momentarily, Ron, but again, we can't gloss over our other elements of the scorecard. And I had something specially prepared for you on this. Right now, I'm
Ah.
at 32 burritos. I wanted to ask you a technical question. Do breakfast
Go ahead.
burritos count?
Hell yeah, they count, of course.
Okay. Then go ahead and mark me up for 34 burritos. 34.
Whoa.
Added two.
Sweetness.
I added two since we last talked, since last week. So
Wow.
I'm on
And
just a
would I
crazy
be,
pace.
can I assume that they were both breakfast burritos?
They were. It wasn't a bam bam.
Nice.
I spread them out by a couple days. But yeah, they're both breakfast burritos. So I'm at 34. And
Wow.
are you still holding tight at 16?
Yeah, I have not had any burritos. I had a tamale today. I had one tamale. my mother-in-law. You know, this is the season. This is tamale season.
Tamale season.
As well as sweater weather, as well as party season. And also, it's, if you don't forget, it's scarf season as well.
Oh, I remember.
Well, you can't see me. Yeah, I am fashioning a nice, a new scarf right now. This one is cashmere. It's white. Da-na-na, feels really good. So you might think that because I'm wearing a, you know, that's Led Zeppelin, because I'm wearing a cashmere scarf, I might be out the whole way. Nah. I got the cashmere. I got a pair of shorts on, socks. I think one of my socks might have a, working on getting a hole in it. But the scarf is keeping me nice and toasty and warm. So that was a tamale. No yeah. burritos. Well, I'm telling you, though, you are a burrito guy. Like, I'm just not a burrito guy. If I had my druthers and we were at a Mexican restaurant, I'm probably going to go with tacos.
Okay. That's fair enough.
But that's just who I am, you know?
Yeah, so that explains why I'm just absolutely dominating on that statistic. Let me get to this other one, though, which has been dodgy all season. The weight. You know, I've had you down as TBD, and I think last time you gave me some bullshit about, you know, you're waiting on a scale to come in. But Ron, unbeknownst to you, there was a revealing audio clip from last week's podcast that I want to play for everyone. We're gonna finally get down to brass tacks on this weight.
Good.
Let me play this for you. Ready?
Yeah. See, I'm 5'7", about 250. See, I'm 5'7", about 250.
Okay, so there we have it, ladies and gentlemen. A reveal.
I think that's because we were talking about, what's his name, Buzzsaw?
No, Badger.
Badger.
Yeah, Badger.
Badger. I think he said he's 6'7", 350, and I just threw out there, I'm 5'7", 250, just to kind of, you know, just
there.
To keep the... Just to keep the cadence. I don't think I'm anywhere near 250, but it's over 2, which it shouldn't be. I think when you met me...
Judges on this. I think we're going to have to put you down for 250, because if you said you're about 250, it's probably endorsed there. So we're going to chalk you down for 250.
Okay, that's fine. When you met me, I think I was 19, and I was a trim 185. And I think 5'7", 5'8", is my height. So when you're talking weight for me, and I'm not talking I'm skinny at 185, but that's probably about my floor. That's my support level, as they call it. All right? 185. So that's where we're going to go. Oh, and I, you know, we never really got into I had knee surgery about 6 months ago, to the day, in fact. And I was at my surgeon's office today, so he's still not giving me the green light on running, jogging, but I am going to be getting an exercise bike here soon. So this a couple extra pounds that you gain after you, like, you know, you break a leg or have a surgery, this should all be shedded pretty soon. We're starting ASAP.
That's good, man.
Don't you worry about my weight.
I'm not trying to weight shame you here. I'm just trying to get an accurate reading for our tally. In terms of shedding,
I don't feel shamed at all.
Good. Good. In terms of those holiday pounds, I'm starting by my New Year's resolution. I'm no longer going to put butter in my coffee.
That's a good place to start right there.
I think that's good. That's a good building block.
Well, I tell you what, people joke about butter and coffee, but that coffee mate shit, that basically is butter in your coffee.
It's good shit, though, man.
It's really good. Come on now. It's really good. Just, you know what you got to do? You buy high-quality coffee beans. You grind them at home. Put a little bit of Splenda in there. Still get some good flavor, you know? If you want to, just throw a little dash of some skim milk or some shit like that in there. You'll be all right.
Take that under advisement.
If you're going to be eating 40 burritos a year, I mean, Jesus Christ.
I think I'm going to go north of that. So here we go, man. So Seattle Seahawks, Philadelphia Eagles. God, I think the Eagles are absolutely wretched. They're talking about Jalen Hurts is getting first team snaps all week. Maybe we're going to see him tonight. It's in Philly. I hate to do it, man. As I said before, as a policy, I don't like to bet on or for NFC East teams. But I'm going to go ahead and take the Eagles at home with the points.
Wow. Eagles plus 6.5?
Yep.
All right. Well, listen, I'm not going to talk much about this. My record is heading pretty it's heading to a bad place right now. So, but I will come in. I'll take the Seahawks minus 6.5. I think they're going to do it. I think they're going to win by 10 plus. So that's it. We're on opposite sides again. We're going to see what happens.
You know what'll happen too, Ron? If I win this one, that'll be three in a row. And to arc back to Thanksgiving, you know when you bowl three strikes in a row, it's called a turkey.
Yeah.
I'm going for the turkey. I'm getting the turkey right here if I win this one.
Have you ever bowled a turkey?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You kidding me?
So this wouldn't be a first-time thing.
Between the lanes.
Really? Oh. So you've bowled a turkey, you've thrown three strikes in a row, and now you're going for the turkey, the football turkey, three games in a row.
Yep. And I ate turkey. I've eaten turkey.
Yeah. All right.
Me and turkey, we're like this.
Well, I don't think it's going to happen. I think you're going to see a reversal now. Yeah.
We'll see.
I think you're going to see a reversal. I think I'm going to win this week. And yeah, we will see.
Well, stay tuned, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. And yeah, we'll get back at you here in a couple days. But enjoy the Monday night game. And Ron, good to catch up with you, brother.
You as well. We'll talk to you soon. See ya.
We're out.
It's two guys, one podcast.